No, but I kind of want to start yesterday where we left off with the Niners, because,
man,
you know, as much as the weekend had me feeling a little upgoo, I started just kind of jotting down all the things that have been going on this offseason with San Francisco.
So you needed some paper.
Well, I was hoping to find some positivity, but I got to tell you, the more you stack up everything that's gone down, the more it looks like an absolutely awful summer. And we're going to find out in a couple of weeks if it means anything, because they'll take on the Rams and they'll begin their 2026 campaign. And hopefully they'll have health and hopefully they'll have wealth when it comes to wins. But I just jotted down all the things that I could think of.
All right.
And I want you to help me with this. I want you to help me with, does this weigh on a team, on an organization, and what kind of impact it might have?
All right, I'm ready for you.
Here are the six storylines from the summer that I came up with in order. Jed York's arrest from the weekend. Kyle Shanahan's car crash from July. Brandon Ayuk continuing to burn a bridge via social media. The electrical substation getting a podcast episode and effectively another chapter. Ricky Pearsall done for the year with a PCL, thus Deebo Samuel coming back. And the anxiety of age would be the last thing that I jotted down. Mm. The anxiety of Trent Williams being 38, Christian McCaffrey being 30, of George Kittle in his mid-30s coming off an Achilles tear.
Give me the big one.
Nick Bosa.
Whoa.
With his second ACL. And Fred Warner, I guess you could throw in there. I'm not as concerned about that. But those are the six things I jotted down. And Goo, they did not have to do with contract negotiations, hold-ins, hold-outs, a lot of the things we've dealt with in prior years. And yet, after writing down all those things, I kind of wish we had a hold-in. I kind of wish we had a hold-out. Because there's been a lot that has gone down that is culminated in what I believe has been one of the worst summers in recent history.
Well, let's see if I can help you. And a lot of people are digging the list. And I'll start with what just jumped off yesterday, popped off yesterday with the owner. And it was embarrassing. It was a bad look. But do I think it will mess with day-to-day preparation for week one against the Rams in this season? No. Okay. And I get why people from afar and fans are, you know, upset. It was a bad decision. But that, to me, again, no cheese on the nothing burger. Because I don't believe that's going to have any impact week one when they take on the Rams. Now, Ricky Pearsall, that just gets at the heartstrings of how are you going to replace him. I believe the Niners envision him on the field along with Stribling. I got to get over that because – I can't shake it, and the season hasn't even started, and hopefully strip a ball out. So I think that's a big deal. Now, the anxiety of age, that was poetic. That is my number two on your list of six, because regardless if Kyle's car accident didn't happen, York didn't get in his trouble, that's just what it is in regard to where this team is at, how healthy they're going to be or not going to be. But other than, I can't even name a few other teams that have me so puzzled and confused, Evan, on telling you what they're going to be because it's predicated on the Red Cross. So the anxiety of age is kind of something that didn't happen in the offseason. It's happened over time, but you're staring that barrel, right? It's in your face, okay? And you can overcome that. Guys can ball out, Warner, Bosa, and the guys you mentioned. But number one to me, and it's by far, and I was reading the great Vic Tafer, who we had on last week from The Athletic, his piece. Evan, I don't know if you know this or not, but I got more confidence in Kittle playing week one than 97. And I just, my dumb self, assumed Bosa was going to be ready, Bosa was going to be fierce, and Bosa was going to be disruptive, which can still happen. But Evan, he has not practiced yet. Then he had the tendonitis in the surgically repaired knee, and now I'm sitting here like, are you telling me, Evan, Kittle may have a better chance of getting on the field week one against the Rams than Bosa?
Rams.
Well, I called him late. But Evan, tell me that's not a concern. That's my number one. This D-line needs Bosa.
Yeah, and if Nick Bosa's not on the field in week one, they might be the Whams because you spell it with a W and not an L.
Nice.
So I think that Nick Bosa is absolutely a huge storyline. And it's kind of been just dismissed. And I don't know if it's because of his age or how good he is.
Well, how about the five things you mentioned? You think that has something to do with it? The Kyle car crash.
It's true. You know, we were just jotting down things again before the show that kind of cauterized this offseason for the Niners. And 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, how would you, as a fan, categorize the list of things? For Guru, it feels like the stuff that I put down last about the anxiety of age, some of the injuries, along with the receivers. That receiving core is more towards the front for him. But, you know, Jed York getting arrested, an embarrassment that's a potential crisis, Kyle Shanahan's frightening car crash, Brandon Ayuk, the substation, all that stuff, it's under the umbrella of distraction. And the thing about it, Goo, is to me, if I was to try to categorize it, a lot of it's self-inflicted. It's not...
Yeah, wow.
I understand the injury stuff and some of the age you can't necessarily control. But then again, John Lynch did discuss at the beginning of the summer, wanted to get younger, wanted to get faster. They did it through the draft, but they went out and got a 33-year-old Mike Evans. They went out and got Dre Greenlaw, who some believe might be over the hill. So, you know, some of this stuff is self-inflicted, and I'm just curious how 49ers fans are feeling about 2 weeks away from the start of opening week here in the NFL
season.
Is that
the first segment? Is it done?
Yeah, we're done.
Wow.
It took about 8 minutes.